At Darcars, a Toyota dealership in Silver Spring, Maryland, people are shopping for cars, but business is down. Tammy Darvish is vice president of Darcars Automotive Group. Here's how she describes cash for clunkers.
It's money from heaven.
Well, from angels in Congress, anyway. Bring in a clunker, get cash towards the purchase of a new high-mileage car.
I think they were talking about $4,000 or $5,000 or even, you know, $2,000, whatever it is. Any incentive that you could add to the manufacturer incentives and the dealer incentives just make it all the better deal for the customer.
As we walk around the lot, Darvish points out plenty of cars she figures could qualify as fuel-efficient replacements for clunkers, like this one that gets 35 miles to the gallon on the highway.
So here's a Corolla, and it's not a hybrid technology vehicle, but it's still getting great gas mileage. And all the manufacturers have, you know, vehicles in those ranges.
But not everyone is sold on the merits of a cash for clunkers program. Dan Sperling heads the Institute for Transportation Studies at the University of California, Davis.
What it mostly does, and we should be honest about it, is it stimulates vehicle sales.
He says this is more an economic policy with a green polish.
It is supporting the use of more low-carbon efficient vehicles. That's good. It is supporting the automotive industry. That's good. The problem is it's a very expensive way to do that.
He says there are better and cheaper ways to cut emissions. Whether a federal cash for clunkers program will be able to claim environmental success will largely come down to what counts as a clunker and just how fuel efficient the car that replaces it needs to be. For example, one version of the legislation would allow any car 8 years old or older to be junked in exchange for cash. But an 8-year-old car isn't exactly a jalopy. That's younger than the average car on the road. Bill Shimidis is dean of the Nicholas School of the Environment at Duke University.
I would say that cash for clunkers programs that only put a requirement on the age of the car from an environmental point of view is a real clunker, if you pardon the pun.
Shimidis says you also have to consider what it takes to manufacture a new car. And it turns out a lot of greenhouse gas emissions come from building a car.
When you drive that new car out of the showroom, you're already have 1 year of carbon dioxide emissions already in the atmosphere.
So to make up for those emissions, he says cars getting junked have to be real gas guzzlers, and the new cars need to sip fuel.
If we want to sell this as an environmental program, we need to make sure that it's focusing on really making a difference in terms of the amount of gasoline we use, the amount of CO2 we emit, and therefore we need to have a limit on the miles per gallon of the scrap car. It needs to be way down at the bottom end of the spectrum, and we need to have a limit on the new car. It needs to be up high on the spectrum.
There's disagreement in Congress about what the mileage requirements for the program should be. It's one of those details yet to be worked out that will determine just how green cash for clunkers will really be. For the Environment Report, I'm Tamara Keith.